give us kind of a recap of what you saw yesterday, where you were at, and the details of what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm running on the eastern leg of the tour this year. We started in Columbus, Ohio yesterday morning, and we worked our way to the Ohio-Indiana border, over the border into Indiana, and we ended up just outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. My route took me through 16 stops in 7 counties in 3 districts in Ohio. And in those 16 stops, our average corn yield was a little over 186, and our average pod count was a little over 1,400. Those are some pretty decent numbers compared to those same locations last year or even the 3-year average. In fact, in those same districts that we were in, same counties we were in, the average we were running, the average for them was closer to about 175 versus the 186 that we were getting. And when we saw Ohio's numbers at the end of the day yesterday, they were very similar to what my route's numbers showed. And that is Ohio is about 10 bushel an acre higher than what the Pro Farmer Tour's 3-year average has been. So it's a really very good crop for Ohio. Now, what I will say is that the corn crop in Ohio is still really immature. Most of the corn that we were seeing is really in the dough stage. In fact, some of it just outside of Columbus, we're just getting into the dough stage. So it's going to need a good finish to the season. So when we're giving yield estimates in the third week of August, that's always with an asterisk. Sometimes the corn is far enough along that we can say, okay, we're pretty confident in this corn yield that not changing a whole lot. We always have to put that asterisk on soybeans, of course. But this is a year where there's still a fair amount to be determined with that Ohio crop, but the potential is there for a really, really nice crop. I think Ohio is knocking on the door of a potential record, state record for them. But again, it does depend a little bit on what happens with weather. For soybeans, yeah, same thing. You know, pod count was there. The pod count that the tour came up, which was a little bit lower than what my route was, but it was 1,253. That's a little over, it's about 150 pods higher than the 3-year average. So again, really in a very good position to see a very, very good crop in Ohio soybeans. But there too, it really, really is going to depend on what the weather is like for the next 3-4 weeks. So again, potential is the best thing I can say about Ohio. Talking to the guys on the West and looking at the numbers that were released yesterday, what a rebound in South Dakota. Obviously, last year, South Dakota, the area that the tour runs through, which is not a large area, but it's one of the best producing areas of South Dakota, was really bad last year. I mean, maybe the worst year that we've seen since 2012. This year, it is significantly better. Now, it is not better than the 5-year average in the case of corn or beans, but it is, again, a significant increase from last year. The tour put that route's corn at, I think, a 157. My personal opinion is that I think the overall yield in South Dakota is going to be a bit higher than that. I think the other areas of South Dakota that are not covered by the tour are having a pretty darn good year. So I think that overall South Dakota number is going higher, and the corn in South Dakota is really rather mature compared to what we were seeing in Ohio. So I really don't think there's a whole lot of plus minus when it comes to South Dakota yield like there is in Ohio.
Okay, and I know for a while here this growing season we were hearing about maybe lack of rain, some drought issues. Those have pretty much subsided then for a lot of the area you guys are covering then?
We've been on and off with drought. Obviously, we had one of the driest April, Mays into really the end of the second week going into the third week of June with one of the driest that we've had on record. That was an issue. But then, you know, the weather pattern changed. We got some really pretty good rains, mostly widespread. I mean, obviously, there are some have-nots, too. And now we're kind of slipping into this sort of dry period again. We've got the heat going on. The high on the western leg when they were getting into Grand Island, Nebraska, it was 102 degrees there for them. And so this heat combined with this kind of dryness that's been popping up in the last couple weeks is potentially a problem if that weather pattern doesn't change again. So it's been a really, really on-again, off-again summer growing season as far as, you know, hey, we've got stuff showing up on a drought monitor, it's getting worse, and then we get the rains and we think, okay, well, that's it, you know, we're good for the rest of the year, but then now we're dealing with this late season dryness once again, and it's starting to become a bit reminiscent of last year. So I think there is reason to be concerned that, you know, maybe the yields and the projections that we're talking about, like I said, in especially in crops that are a little bit more immature, like what we saw in Ohio, there is a risk there still. There is still some downside if they don't get the rains in the relatively near futures. And they really are at the point where they really could use some rain in the next few days would be great, but they're going to need it in the next week.
And that, you kind of just answered my next question here, but we'll ask it anyway. So what is this crop going to need to finish it out and really reach this potential that we're seeing?
Yeah, so again, when you look at the Western Corn Belt and you look at South Dakota, that corn is pretty well determined, right? So you could use a rain, but it's not essential. Whereas, say, the eastern side, Ohio in particular, and even to some extent eastern Indiana, the heat might actually be helpful to push that crop along towards maturity, but it's going to need follow-up rain very soon afterwards in order to fill out well. And then, again, we have really nice pod counts on soybeans. Soybean plants are not adding pods at this point. A lot of times in the third week of August, we see bean plants that are still adding pods. Well, that is not the case and certainly won't be the case after this week of heat. However, the pods are already there, so that's not a problem. It's just a question of can we get that better weather, seasonal temperatures, not too hot, not too cold, some decent rains. We can get, inch to two-inch rains between now and the end of September. That's going to make all the difference. If we miss out on that and we only end up, with half inch, that's not going to be enough to really fill out the number of pods that are out there for the soybeans. And the soybeans are the ones that are the most at risk for weather going forward.
All right. Anything else to add here before we let you go on what you're seeing, what you're expecting here the rest of the tour?
Covering the western half of Indiana and getting into Illinois, we fully expect to see some better crops. And I can tell you from what I've seen so far today, that is the case. We are now getting into that better soil, the places that we expect to do really well. And I think while it's going to take 2 days before we get Illinois split into 2 days, so half of Illinois will be done today, the second half tomorrow. We won't get Illinois' numbers till tomorrow evening. I think Illinois is slightly down from last year, but just slightly. And I think the improvement that you saw in South Dakota, I think we're going to see some very dramatic improvement when we see Nebraska's numbers tonight. I think those are going to offset maybe slightly lower numbers in the central and the east of Indiana and Illinois. That's my best guess right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update and the information. Again, Ted Seifert joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.